This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Wildlife advocates are calling for a boycott of Wyoming because of laws that give people wide leeway to kill gray wolves with little oversight. The social media accounts of Wyoming's tourism agency are being flooded with comments, urging people to steer clear of the cowboy state after a man struck a wolf with a snowmobile, taped its mouth shut, and showed off the injured animal at a bar before killing it. While critics contend that Wyoming has enabled such animal cruelty, a leader of the state's Stock Growers Association says it's an isolated incident and unrelated to the state's wolf management laws. The laws that have been in place for more than a decade are designed to prevent the predators from spreading out of the mountainous Yellowstone region and into other areas where ranchers run cattle and sheep. Quote, "This was an abusive action. None of us condone it. It never should have been done," says Jim Magmagnia, the executive vice president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association and a rancher who has lost sheep to wolves. Wolves are federally protected as an endangered or threatened species in most of the U.S., but not in the northern Rockies. Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana allow wolves to be hunted and trapped after their numbers rebounded following their reintroduction to Yellowstone and central Idaho over 30 years ago. Before the reintroduction, wolves have been annihilated in the lower 48 states through government-sponsored poisoning, trapping, and bounty hunting going back to the mid-1990s. Today, Wyoming has the least restrictive policy on killing wolves. There are limits on hunting and trapping in the northwest corner of the state, and killing them is prohibited in Yellowstone and neighboring Grand Teton National Park, where they're a major attraction. But outside of the Yellowstone region, in 85% of the state known as the Predator Zone, they can be freely killed. The Predator Zone resulted from negotiations between the U.S. and wildlife officials in Wyoming, who traded away federal compensation for livestock killed by wolves in exchange for allowing free killing of wolves in the region. Wyoming's rules have long invited controversy, but are unlikely to harm the overall population because most of the animals in the state live in the Yellowstone region. That's according to wolf expert and former U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Ed Bangs. Bighorn sheep continue to rebound in the western North Dakota grasslands, where the population has hit a record level for the fourth straight year. The State Game and Fish Department's 2023 Bighorn Sheep Survey shows 364 bighorns, up 5% from 2022 and 16% above the five-year average. The previous record was 347 bighorns in 2022. Game and Fish big game biologist Brett Weedman said, quote, "Unlike the population declines observed in most other big game species following the severe weather of 2022 and 23, the increase in the bighorn populations is attributed to two factors, higher than expected survival of adults and lambs, and better than anticipated lamb production and survival." He continued, "Basically, bighorn sheep are incredibly hardy animals and can thrive during North Dakota's most frigid winters." A measure of inflation closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained high in March, likely reinforcing the Fed's reluctance to cut interest rates anytime soon and underscoring a burden for President Joe Biden's reelection bid. Friday's report from the government showed that prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as the previous month. It was the third straight month that the index has run at a pace higher than is consistent with the Fed's 2% inflation target. Measured from a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March after a 2.5% annual rise in February. After peaking at 7.1% in 2022, the Fed's favored inflation index steadily cooled for most of 2023, but so far this year the index has remained stuck above the central bank's targeting rate. More expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, health care, auto repairs, and insurance are, among other things, keeping the overall pace of price increases elevated. Gas prices jumped again last month, up 1.6% from February to March. So far in April, gas prices are up still further, with the national average at $3.66 a gallon, up from $3.53 a month ago. Grocery prices remained unchanged last month and are only up 1.5% from the year-ago figures. The United States Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments over whether state abortion bans enacted after its ruling overturning Roe v. Wade can extend to medical emergencies. The case comes from Idaho, which is among 14 states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. It marks the first time the Supreme Court has considered a state ban since Roe was reversed. The Biden administration argues that even in states where abortion is banned, federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies in rare emergencies where a patient's life or health is at serious risk. Idaho contends its ban has exceptions for life-saving abortions, but allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into, quote, abortion enclaves. The state argues the Biden administration is misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the case, but not until the end of June. In Wyoming, someone can be deemed a danger to themselves or others, be committed to the state hospital for severe mental illness, be released, and then go directly to a store and buy a firearm. Such gun purchases violate federal law and potentially state law, but because Wyoming is one of only three states, including Montana, that don't regularly report people who have undergone mental health adjudication to the federal National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS, pre-purchase enforcement is all but impossible. Gun retailers use the NICS system to make sure customers are allowed to buy guns, excluding felons, those convicted of domestic violence, and those dishonorably discharged from the military. In most instances, NICS also flags those who are ineligible because they've been involuntarily committed, found incompetent to stand trial, found not guilty by reason of insanity, or found by a court to be unable to manage their own affairs. Efforts to improve Wyoming's NICS reporting in the last decade also includes provisions for people to restore their gun rights once they're doing better. Montana and New Hampshire, the two other states that don't regularly report mental health adjudications to the NICS, show similar low numbers. But states like Idaho and Nebraska are a different story, with just under 44,000 in Idaho and just over 35,000 people in Nebraska with mental health adjudications listed by the NICS. The National Shooting Sports Foundation says it still believes this loophole needs to be fixed in Wyoming. Described as a beloved professor, brilliant scholar, and fun and funny colleague, Anthony Johnstone was sworn in Friday at the University of Montana as a judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. Chief Judge Emeritus of the Ninth Circuit, Sidney Thomas of Billings, administered the oath to Johnstone, a law school faculty member, former Solicitor General for Montana, and a former clerk for Thomas. 17 of John Stone's colleagues on the Ninth Circuit, the largest in the federal circuit court system, also took the stage for the event. Montana Supreme Court Justice Mike McGrath and former Governor Steve Bullock offered remarks at the ceremony. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris of Montana said McGrath and lawyer Jim Getz of Bozeman were especially significant mentors to Johnstone. McGrath said he heard Johnstone used to sit around and read the encyclopedia as a young man, and he said he thinks that's probably true. He hired Johnstone, McGrath said, early in his career because of another colleague, now federal Chief Judge Brian Morris of Great Falls, said it was a good idea. Quote, I hired him on Brian's recommendation, and much to Johnstone's annoyance, I never bothered to look at his transcript. Johnstone received his Juris Doctor from the University of Chicago Law School in 1999, a Bachelor of Arts from Yale University. Johnstone becomes the fourth professor or alumnus of Montana's law school to sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Another coalition of conservation groups, including several from Montana, has given notice to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service it plans to sue to try to force the agency to restore Endangered Species Act protection for gray wolves in Montana and other states in the West. The group, which includes the Gallatin Wildlife Association and Footloose Montana, is the third to threaten or to file a lawsuit against Fish and Wildlife since its February announcement that while there was a Western distinct population segment of gray wolves, it would not be making any changes to their listing status, something Western conservation groups have been pushing for years. The group says its notice to sue comes in response to an incident in Idaho that we previously mentioned earlier in this newscast, where a man ran down a wolf on a snowmobile, taped its mouth shut, took the injured wolf to a local bar to show off to friends, and later killed the animal. Gray wolves are listed as threatened in Minnesota and endangered in 44 states, but they're managed by the states in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and the eastern two-thirds of Oregon and Washington. The notice cites the Wyoming incident as an example of wanton and egregious cruelty not seen for decades, as well as other poaching reports from across several states to say that people opposed to wolves or who are targeting their fur are increasingly targeting the animals. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, in 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.